Yes, I would think.
And how would that be? How would it exist? Under what conditions?
I don't know, a thought form when you focus on it and
under the condition that your mother is remembering when you were one, that you are looking through the photo album and you've reactivated the thought. In other words, every thought that ever was thought still exists in its original and evolved form. And so it's there in a sort of thought bank for others who get on a similar vibrational wavelength to then have access to. But it takes the focus of a thinker to activate a thought enough. In other words, that's why we say all reality is perceptual. There is no thought that exists without a thinker who is thinking the thought.
Ah,
because the thinker who thinks the thought is the activation of the thought. In other words, it's this vibrational dialogue.
Part of the reason that made me think about that is the story about Esther and the bear. And you said something about the bear came into Esther's dream, and you should have seen what the bear was doing before it came into Esther's dream. I want to know what happened to the bear.
Well, it's interesting how anytime, as Esther dreamed this, now you understand that in the same way that you create your own reality, what I think and what I feel and what manifests is always a match. Same thing is true of dreamscape. So Esther was the creator of that dream.
And the bear?
Esther was the creator of the bear. Now, that thought form bear does exist. And as we tell the story, and you think about the bear independently of the story that we've told, now you can add your life and version to the bear.
So what happened to the bear?
Why do you care?
I don't know. Just curious, I guess.
Well, we want to know why you care. Because when you have a curious thought, when you have a frivolous thought, then you have a frivolous vibration that's not really dynamic enough to bring you any information. When you have a sincere interest in something, then you activate it and the universe delivers it to you and the bear shows up in your experience and you don't have to ask someone else what happened to the bear. You begin to have an interpersonal relationship with the bear. We just want to know, do you really care?
Yeah, I want to know if the bear is okay.
Well, since everything is, then the answer would have to be yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
Something more?
Yes. As you know, my mom reemerged 3 weeks ago today. She was supposed to be here with us. It feels to me like she has seen through my eyes. Is that really what's happening?
It is, and especially in the early days of someone making their transition, if they have access to someone like you who knows that there is no distinction between physical and non-physical, who knows that the vibration moves from dimension to dimension, it's a very common thing for you to be having experiences and feel that added emphasis. It's the reason that very often around times of funerals and around times of this, what people call death celebration, only they usually don't use the word celebration, that often there is a sort of added clarity to the people who are involved. And often they'll say, I had an added strength that I don't know where it came from. And we say, again, we really love how when a person sits in the chair and asks a variety of questions, how often they all dovetail together. Because the vibration of your mother is activated as all of you are thinking about her, and the vibration that is her from her non-physical perspective is literally summoned to the party. A lot of people don't want to think about death. They don't want to even, they miss their dearly departed, but they don't want to think about it because the thinking about it activates the missing. And if you could just reach that place where you understand that there need not be any separation, then you wouldn't miss them. You would embrace them. They wouldn't be gone. They would be present.
Sure.
They would add to your every moment their input. And if you're open and flexible and not mourning the loss of them, since they are not lost, what begins to happen is sometimes you'll be living your life through your lens, and you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on in your appreciation.